When was the last time you heard anyone who wasn't an industry flack, say Hollywood movies could be good for you? Hollywood is often criticized for pushing sex, violence, unrealistic body images, and god-awful one-liners. But a new book says some movies can actually help you work through your troubles. Dr. Gary Solomon is author of Real Therapy, R-E-E-L, Therapy, How Movies Inspire You to Overcome Life's Problems. He joins us now from member station KNPR in Las Vegas. Hello, Dr. Solomon.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. How do you decide what movies to put in your book or what movies to use in your therapy?
I try to evaluate just about everything that comes out on film. Mm-hmm. I look at the film and I ask myself, is this something that's going to be able to be used for a psychotherapeutic intervention? The most recent piece of work that's out, Traffic. Now, I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see this film.
I have.
But this is a wonderful piece of work that really confronts us with problems not only associated with drugs and alcohol in terms of what's out in the system, but family problems related to it.
So do you sit with your patients and watch these movies, or you just suggest that they go home and watch them and then you talk about them?
I suggest that they go home and watch them. I ask that they come back the following week and talk about what they want to talk about. This is a very individualistic kind of experience. What I see in the film may be different than what you see in the film. And so when you come back into my office, you may approach me with something that I hadn't even considered. But the film opens up very visual doors to that which heretofore, if you will, we could only say verbally.
How important is it that the movie be well made or critically acclaimed before you use it?
It's not an issue at all. A number of my movies in my books, in fact, are movies that did not do well at the box office, nor were they well made as someone might criticize them. This is not the issue for me. The issue is, does the movie have a message that can be used cinema therapeutically?
So do the movie houses call you and ask you to split the fee since you're using their movies?
Well, I have not received that call, but I'll be honest with you. If I were to receive one, I'd reject it.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Dr. Gary Solomon is author of Real Therapy, How Movies Inspire You to Overcome Life's Problems.